From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Sarah Bohannon with your headlines for Friday, June 26th.
Today, we continue looking into Monday's deadly shooting at the Chico Library.
Starting with the suspect's first court appearance.
We also look into why there wasn't a standing security guard at the library on the day of the shooting, even though the county's security contract allowed for one.
And we compare Chico Police's response time with national data on active shooter incidents. But first, the suspect in this week's library shooting appeared in court yesterday, but did not immediately enter a plea. NSPR's Andre Bayek reports from the hearing.
18-year-old Bradley Scott Sayer is charged with two counts of murder, along with firearm enhancements, in the deaths of two men at the Chico branch of the Butte County Library. In court, Sayer spoke only briefly, saying that's correct when acknowledging his name. He did not enter a plea today. His attorney said he first needs to review the evidence investigators have collected, a fairly common step early in a criminal case. During the hearing, Sayer also appeared to make what looked like an OK hand gesture at his waist. The gesture is widely used to mean approval, but in some online and extremist contexts, it's been used as a trolling and white power signal. The Butte County District Attorney's Office says it will seek life in prison without the possibility of parole, not the death penalty. Prosecutors cited Sayer's age, autism, and lack of a criminal record. Sayer is due back in court July 16th when he may enter a plea. He's being held in jail without bail. In Oroville, I'm Andre Bayek.
After the hearing, defense attorney Roberto Marquez also pointed to Sayer's age, saying it should matter as the case moves forward.
We're talking about an 18-year-old man. That's a child in my estimation. Yes, according to the law, he's an adult. But that's a very, very young person.
He says his early conversations with Sayer have been limited and focused less on the allegations than on basic needs.
It's more about my care and concern for him as a human. How's he feeling? How's he being treated in the jail? Things like that.
NSPR will continue to follow the court case.
Now turning to questions the shooting has raised about security at local libraries. In the wake of the shooting, Butte County officials have increased security at library branches. NSPR's Claudia Brancart reports the Chico Library did not have a standing security guard on the day of the shooting. Instead, security was provided through mobile patrols.
Butte County's security contract allows for unarmed standing guards at its libraries, but there was not one at the Chico branch on the day of the attack. NSPR asked about that at a press conference earlier this week. Library Director Misty Wright said it's because the county had never seen the need for a standing guard, relying instead on mobile patrols.
They come by the library periodically, check through the parking lot and come to the building, just make sure everything's okay.
Wright said mobile patrols were on duty on Monday, but none were on scene when the shooting started. All Butte County Library branches except Chico reopened today. For now, each has a standing security guard. Officials say they'll continue evaluating whether to keep the added security in place. In Chico, I'm Claudia Brancart.
Looking deeper at the police response Monday, the suspect was in custody within minutes of the first 911 call. NSPR's Ken Duvall looks at how quickly local law enforcement got there and how that compares with national data.
4 minutes. That's how long it took from the first 911 call from inside the library until Chico police had the suspect, Bradley Sayer, in custody. The FBI says the call came in at 5:12 Monday afternoon. The first officer arrived about a minute and 40 seconds later. FBI data show the median law enforcement response to an active shooter is about 3 minutes. That's about twice as long as Chico's response. The agency says speed matters because more than half of active shooter incidents are over before police arrive. That statistic also highlights the importance of the speed of the first 911 call. The sooner dispatchers know what's happening, the sooner officers can respond. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
And lastly, local businesses are holding fundraisers to support the families of the two men who were killed in the shooting. Tomorrow, 100% of profits made at Nobby's will be donated. The same goes for the cheesesteak shop on Sunday. Both restaurants are owned by the same couple who said on Facebook that their family was directly affected. Then next Monday and Tuesday, 100% of proceeds made at Chico Tea Bar locations will be donated.
And those are your headlines for Friday, June 26th. Our theme song is Fast Pop and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Sarah Bohannon. Take care.